Blog Talk Radio.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
What's your favorite flavor? We got the tea. Republicans and Democrats come to an agreement around new laws about stimulus packages to all Americans. Sarah Rosso of the Humane Wellness Foundation and Sarah Miller of Central Outreach Wellness Center stopped by with helpful information on how you can stay protected from the coronavirus. But our pick for Yank of the Week is...
Artist
y'all, we are live. Welcome to Podcast True Tea, where we are generous with our portions. I'll be your host and moderator, Naheem. Today is Thursday, March the 26th, and joining me are my devilish co-hosts, two shades and hostess. Join me in welcoming Desmanian, Demi, and Jay Coley. Make sure I got y'all all on the line.
Yes, yes. So,
and there they go. How y'all enjoying this quarantine lockup?
I'm getting cabin fever.
Likewise.
I'm feeling crazy in this house right now. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, and I really don't even go out, but I really am missing, like, the human interaction at this point. But I guess that's neither here nor there. Today's show is jam-packed, not to mention Sarah Rosso, who is the executive director of Hugh Lane Wellness Foundation, and Sarah Miller, who is a nurse's practitioner, who joining us with a live coronavirus update on what the landscape of Pittsburgh looks like in surrounding areas and how you can all stay safe in this epidemic. Throughout the show, make sure that you're taking notes, because after the interview, we'll be opening up so that you all can ask us some questions. You can also ask Sarah some questions to anything that we might discuss throughout the show. But that's neither here nor there. As we transition into our first episode, or our first segment of the episode, it's the weekly tea. So this segment is our hot topics portion. We talk about relevant world issues, pop culture, social justice, anything and everything. We got 30 minutes, team. What's good?
So I guess let's talk about the Kim K and the Taylor Swift mess. How do you guys feel about that?
Honestly, I was up live as it was happening, so I slightly screenshotted everything as it was happening. But I was really confused, like, why is it being brought up again, and why is it still such a big deal?
Well, it's being brought up again because Taylor just released her Netflix documentary, and no shade, she definitely did what she needed to do, and she showed the real conversation, the extended version of the one that Kim originally posted about her in 2018, I believe. And so it was very confusing to the fans of both of these celebrities. And so they just felt Kim lied and made Taylor out to be the bad person, basically. And so,
but we got the little snake emoji from it. We got a great album from it.
Work, Taylor. You did what you needed to do. Team Taylor.
I wouldn't say we got a great album from her, because that album was definitely Slop City to me. But, you know, she definitely, of course, sold what she needed to sell and ate it on the numbers game. But personally, I did not like that album.
But you do have to give it to Taylor, too, because after watching that documentary, I don't know if it was on Netflix or Hulu, but we did watch it, but it made me look at her completely different, like a whole new person, and I had, like, a whole new perspective of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I actually felt really, really bad that I go in on her so hard, but at the end of the day, as long as they keep comparing her or mentioning her in a sentence with the B, I don't have time.
Period.
Both of them, Kim and Taylor.
I have a special love for Taylor. She came out the same year as Rihanna. I feel like they're the only two jewels from their era that made it, and they're like the two biggest superstars in the world. Like, I live for Taylor. And I feel like it's all cleared it up. I don't feel like Kanye did anything wrong. I feel like Kim was just trying to make a big deal out of it, trying to make money off of publicity, as she always does, like her family always does.
I don't think Kanye did anything wrong, but he is a jackass, sort of, because it's like, you didn't even have to call her at all to ask her to put her in your song. Dude, just do it, because at the end of the day, you did it anyways. You doing all of that just made it worse for your wife, worse for everybody involved, honestly.
Mm-hmm. No shade. And speaking of jackasses, what's your take on Todrick Hall inserting himself into the situation?
Ooh. Okay, I'm not sure if you guys seen his stories and all of that, but Todrick was getting buck with Kim K, and he was going in on her. Like, and I feel like him saying the stuff that he said is basically Taylor Swift saying the same shit. But so he posted on his story. Let me see what he posted. Hold on, I'm bringing up the screenshots. Sorry, everyone.
Gotta have receipts. No shade. And while you're
yes,
pause,
I gotta
let's
have.
Welcome. Let's welcome the Mayor Daylin. Mayor Daylin to the podcast.
Hey, everybody.
Hola.
Hello.
Hello. Can y'all hear me good?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So we were just kind of debriefing on the whole drama between, I guess, Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, and Taylor Swift. And now we have some new learnings that, I guess, Patrick Hall inserted himself into the situation. So Dez is pulling up some screenshots right now so you can show what actually happened.
I'm so tired of Patrick Hall. Like,
me
I'm tired
too.
Of Kim Kardashian. I think that his opinions are so tacky.
I think Patrick, he's a ballroom appropriator, number one. I really can't stand him either, but I do live for his, what is it, nails, hips, heels. He definitely fucked that video up.
Absolutely. Todrick started from the bottom, now he's here. He worked his ass off to where he's at. And Kim Kardashian, I think, handed to her. She got famous from having sex on a video camera.
No shame.
With a wannabe R. Kelly.
He is a culture vulture. And he has a lot of allegations against him right now, if anybody pays attention to him. And I think that he should be focusing on that.
I agree. Yeah. But this is what he said about Kim K. This is what he said about Kim K. I'm sorry. Taylor didn't reignite anything. Chris probably leaked this footage her damn self. After your Ray J video is publicly documenting every crevice of your vagina, I highly doubt that you're embarrassed now to respond to this. Just apologize for self-absorbed, entitled, stubborn little queef. MK.
What a gag!
Wow. Okay. I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I don't know. It's
I
still
just feel
Kim
like
K
Kim Kardashian is not relevant. No, she does nothing. She no. I feel like these people really work their asses off to get to where they're at. And Kim Kardashian did not do that much to me. I don't feel like that's like all she did was record herself.
Okay.
No, sure.
In order to capitalize and build a franchise or to build an empire off of having that type of negative exposure, it takes
there's
a lot of
there's the money game and then there's the integrity game.
Yeah, but it takes a lot of hard work to build any type of business, to build any type of franchise. And for them to all come from Kim's moment and now all the sisters have their own certain type of business or something, like, that has to be respectable. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Using social media to gain a platform to become a billionaire, and one of them's even a billionaire, I think I respect it. I don't think that they're the best.
The billion-dollar company, which might not, no longer be $1 billion because the stock market's all messed up.
Who's?
Kylie.
No, her
Kylie actually is a liar. Kylie's a liar. Kylie actually sold half of it because Chris and actually sold 51% because Chris and her like have been pushing the notion that it's worth so much more than it actually is. And if it was, she wouldn't have sold it.
I did see that actually. Yeah.
Y'all gay.
Well,
Kardashian.
I honestly don't follow everything that they do, but I do have respect for them as business people, you know. To gain a certain level of platform of social media and then to become that wealthy off of it, I've never seen it done before. You know, a lot of people that they've hung around in past years, like Paris Hilton, for instance, they come from a legacy of some type of business or some type of, you know what I mean, hardworking venture. So for these people to just have, you know, media attention and then to build the empire that they have off of that, that's respectable. Whether or not I think that they're a class act or if I think that they're tacky or whatever. The business part, I at least, you know, I respect that part.
I definitely agree with that.
And
I definitely agree. Like, you can't deny the hustle. What did you say to me?
Well, that's enough about Ben.
You all are crazy. All right, so from one celebrity, I guess, drama situation to some more celebrity gossip and news, how are you all feeling about Cardi B? She's been all in the headlines, I guess, as of late, speaking out about celebrities getting tested for the coronavirus to say that they had no symptoms when everyone else is kind of being told, if you have no symptoms, stay home.
Well,
at the end of the day,
privilege.
Yes, it's just another reminder that we're peasants, and it don't matter.
I think it's more like there are horses in the stable, and you need your horses to be healthy. And they go make sure their horses are tested.
Yes. Well, yeah, I guess because it's all about money at the end of the day, especially in Trump's eyes. I mean, he's trying to get us back working by Easter, allegedly. Well, I think that'd be crazy.
I'm staying in my house.
I think that if you guys, I don't know if you guys follow Cardi B or not, but when it comes to the topics, I love her opinion on it because it's kind of like some of the things that I'm thinking at home as well. You know what I mean? I feel like she really, you know, uses her platforms to call things out, whether it's politics, whether it's, you know what I mean, this coronavirus epidemic. A lot of the stuff that she says, there's a lot of truth to it. And I live for her personality. I think that she's hilarious. But I really like the fact that she gets on there and kind of holds people accountable.
I agree. And I really like the fact that she can spin it and tell it to people who don't normally follow or understand politics and things like that. So I do appreciate her and do definitely think that she's doing good with her platform.
Yeah, she definitely gets voice of the people vibes and whatnot.
So how
speaking
do you
of
feel
the
about
people,
this whole
go ahead.
Coronavirus thing. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to talk
no,
to you.
No, go ahead, Daylon. You're good.
How do you guys feel about the whole coronavirus thing? Because one of the videos that went viral from Cardi B this past week was a video when she said that she feels like celebrities are being offered money to say that they're positive for coronavirus, which may not be true. She said that she feels like the media and the government is trying to send messaging, to push false messaging out there.
I think rich people are more accessible to people who travel, so it's more likely that they'll get affected by it faster than people who aren't frequented by people who travel a lot.
True.
Yeah.
A lot of them are in or have been in other countries this past month or two.
I also feel like I'm not surprised about that because at the end of the day, we never know what our government is doing.
Which is very true.
Said that they might lift the ban on gay people giving blood.
Nothing
but articles talking about gay people flooding the hospitals and one of them hospitals will go do something crazy. This is America, baby. Don't trust them.
It's the mark of the beast. It's here.
No shade. That's crazy, though. Yes. And now, because they need us, you know, we're welcome back into their safety. It's crazy.
Excuse my ignorance, but is that really a thing? Gay people can't donate blood?
Yep.
Yes.
I've heard that.
I thought that was over. Yeah. It's been like 40 years.
Yeah.
We only been
but
gay
again,
for 40 years.
No, yeah, it's still going. But y'all,
would any of y'all
go ahead, Colby.
I was just going to ask, would any of y'all donate blood if they do reverse it?
No organs, no blood.
I got this thing against needles.
If I knew the person was
no organs,
going with me. Seriously, though, my mom told me take organ donor off your ID because if something happens, you get an accident, they're not going to rush you to the hospital. They want to sell your organs.
Or they're going to kill you in the hospital and give your organs to somebody that some rich person.
Yeah, exactly.
The Rothschild.
I'm definitely an organ donor, and I'm for organ donors.
Same. I'm also an organ donor. And I also have, you know, they need to get those organs on ice. So they either got to save me to save my organs, or they're just going to have a loss.
Okay.
I mean, I would do it, but I have to be able to make that choice before I die. So you have to be able to ask me.
Well, and the chance that you do want to do it, you can also sign up to be a bone marrow donor, too. Typically, the people who can receive your organs and bone marrow are people who look like you.
Oh. I'll do that.
Yeah. That's what this is about, learning stuff. I know that.
I think you get paid for donating, bro, right?
You can, but I kind of do it.
They're going to have so much blood right now, it's going to be ridiculous.
Ridiculous. And speaking of ridiculous, I want to switch gears to some local news. This was actually local and really recent, maybe like yesterday or Wednesday perhaps. But the Pittsburgh sanitation workers right now are the big talk of the town. And actually, our garbage day is tomorrow, and I'm wondering, is our garbage going to be picked up? But they're demanding protective masks and gear to be able to do their jobs without the possibilities of being infected. And there's a rumor allegedly that this week a sanitation worker did test positive and the sanitation plants did not notify the employees. And so people are frustrated, furious right now. What are y'all takes on this, if you have any thoughts?
I watched the press conference and I saw a man, Sheldon White, he was saying that they definitely deserve hazard pay. They said their insurance doesn't cover them completely if they get sick or something. Like, and I understand, like, they're literally working with trash. They said they have things that have, like, feces and pee in it, and once they put it in the truck, it, like, spews out on them sometimes. Like, that sounds extremely hazardous. I feel like they should have really good health care from the jump anyway. And it's just ridiculous that this time they're not completely supported right now. They don't have, like, gloves and masks and the correct protective gear right now. That's outrageous.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's crazy. And most of them are African-American, of course.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and garbage pickup is a necessity. Like, we need our garbage picked up. You know what I mean? Like, just what would we do without bikes? Like,
yeah, they deserve a lot more respect than they get.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Is that like a?
Go ahead, Demi.
Is that like a thing that the mayor does? Like who's in charge of the freaking pubs?
I think the city is. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I don't know what they're doing about
night,
it.
But the recycle people didn't come.
They didn't come for you today.
No, the trash people came and got by trash, but the recycle truck didn't come.
Really?
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm worried. I got a lot of stuff to throw away this week.
Yes.
So is anybody excited for...
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, anybody excited for the new Rihanna record coming out tonight at midnight?
It's not coming out. You are lying.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
No, Party Next
Bitch,
Door. He
it
wrote.
Is.
Yeah, it's coming out.
Oh my
Party
God!
Party Next Door, his
How
album
do you know?
Is coming out tonight, and she's going to be on it because he wrote like a lot of her biggest hits right now.
Who did?
He wrote Wow, Wow, Wow. He wrote Wild Thigh.
Wait, Rihanna's music comes out tonight?
Thor's album comes out, and she's on his newest single. from the album. That's
oh.
So she's putting all her
hype in the whole album.
No, it's one single
from his album. Well, I'm definitely hyped.
But it's still
that's still dope,
though.
I just
she's amping up
about Rihanna and Drake kind of flirting or something online during the coronavirus.
Yeah, Drake is like best friends with Party Next Door or something like that.
Girl, who is she with?
Didn't Rihanna tell Drake to have a glass of water?
Yes, he's thirsty.
No, yeah, she did. Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
She's nasty, though. That might be like a them thing. Something only they know.
Yeah, but who is she dating? Like, who is she dating?
Drake? Rihanna?
No, Rihanna.
No,
Rihanna. That's
she is
weird.
Rihanna. She dates the
okay, Rihanna.
She dates everybody.
Right. She dates all the Navy. This is weird. Oh, no.
Yes, we like
and Demi, can you give us a rundown on Rocky the Creator? ASAP.
Oh, yeah. Did y'all see ASAP Rocky's Instagram Live? ASAP Rocky brought Tyler the Creator onto his Instagram Live. This all happened within 45 seconds. He gets Tyler on his live, and Tyler immediately asks, "What you wearing?"
Are
and,
you serious?
And Rocky is like so confused. He's like, "Boy, stop it. You always playing every time you get on here." And he said, "You know, I fuck with you. I'm so lonely right now, Rocky."
What?
He is serious as fuck. And everybody thinks he's joking. And Jaden's going to beat his ass. He said, "Boy, stop playing with me. You know, I got asthma and the corona out here."
Wait, so is Tyler the Creator LGBT for real?
Well, he played too much. Who knows?
Y'all want me to find out?
Yes.
Please do.
Yes.
Unbutton your shirt and shake your skirt.
Let me slide in his DM.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of unbuttoning your shirt and whatever you just did, shaking your skirt. And I want to say this. I want to say this now that I am no expert in this area. I don't think any of us are. But I saw a article online, or actually Des was telling me about an article online, about the cautions of quarantine sex or something of that nature.
Oh, yes. I was basically saying, like, now that everyone's in the house and clearly you can pass Corona just through kissing, like, what is everyone doing right now?
Kissing.
This is about
seriously,
to be.
You can't even kiss these days.
In 9 months, there's going to be a bunch of fresh babies out there, and we're going to call them Coronians.
Oh, my God.
Coronians.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
But seriously, though, like, there is no more porn to watch. There is nothing to do.
Like...
like, this is crazy. So I just want everyone to realize you can catch it just through kissing. So either take one for the team or abstinence and masturbation.
Everyone doesn't kiss during sex, though.
You can just breathe on them. And it's over.
do we all have
Harry
some
Potter.
Ideas of things that people might be able to do during this quarantine life in place of having or risking the possibilities, I guess, of quarantine sex? Like,
I will say that, of course, Amazon is still up, so you can order your toys from there, and you can play with toys. There's always
what are your
porn, abstinence. Yeah. Those are the three safest methods right now.
Honestly, for me, I've been, like, finding a lot of, like, DIY classes on YouTube. So, like, I'm learning, like, more Photoshop and, like, I don't know, like, computer shit. Like, I'm learning how to make shit.
I'm trying new recipes. I'm trying new recipes.
Okay. Yeah, Damon, you're a good cook, bro. I miss that salmon. I'm sure.
Yes, I got a new one.
So, not eating and eating.
Okay. Cooking is difficult, though. Like, it's definitely stressful. It's straining. It's tiresome. It gives me anxiety about it.
But it depends how you cook, because it could be, like, I look at it, like, when I cook, it's like art. Like, it's the perfect recipe makes, like, the perfect taste, you know? And it's always, like, trial and error, for real. But it could be fun.
True, but I can...
It's just the cleaning.
I cook the same thing over and over, and each time I have to look up how to make it.
Me too. No shade. Me too. All right, y'all. Well, I guess that brings us to the end of this week's weekly tea. We're going to go ahead and get ready to transition into our interview. As I mentioned earlier in the segment, we have special guests Sarah Rocco and Sarah Miller, representing the Hugh Lane Wellness Foundation and Central Outreach Wellness Foundation. They're going to check in with us to give us some updates as far as what the landscape of this coronavirus epidemic and how we can all stay protected in the process. I'm going to go ahead and bring Sarah and Sarah online. Let's see. Sarah and Sarah.
Hey.
Hello. Hey.
Hello.
How's everyone doing?
Very good.
We're doing good.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're doing well. How are you doing? I know that you both have been working really hard and hands-on, doing testing and giving out wellness packages and whatnot to the community. So are you all rested and doing well?
Yeah, we're hanging in there. We're doing pretty well here. Yeah, definitely. We're keeping busy, that's for sure, but we're making sure that we find time for resting and getting ready for the next day.
Very good. Well, I wanted to first start things off by giving you all the floor. If you could possibly give us a brief little update as far as what the coronavirus is looking like in the city of Pittsburgh and surrounding areas. I know you all recently got some new test results at Central Outreach, and you all have done some testing at the Pittsburgh Zoo. So just update us, please, what's going on.
Yeah, so this week we were at the zoo. Last week we were testing in our parking lot at Central Outreach. We've also been testing in Aliquippa. We've had a lot of people show up for that testing. It was kind of impressive. So far our numbers look like we're at about 7% test results that are positive from the testing that we've done. And it looks like the total number of tests that we've administered was around 1,161 or so. So that's a lot of tests. We're still waiting for some of the results to come in, obviously, and especially from today. We won't have those results yet for another day or two. We've been busy with that. I think the community has really appreciated that we've been able to provide that service.
Yes, no, we definitely thank you all for the work and for risking yourselves as well every day for us. And Sarah, I know that the Hugh Lane Wellness Foundation has been putting together lots and lots of wellness packages for the LGBTQIA+ community. How's that been going? And can you tell folks how they can reach out to you all if they're in need?
Yeah, for sure. So I have an incredible team. We're small but mighty. And so we sort of said, what can we do in this time to be a support to our community? Because we know many places are forced to, you know, close or change the way that they work with the community. So, you know, we're really happy to be able to be out there and provide some small care packages for folks. Mostly that's been groceries at this point because it's practically impossible to get any paper products anywhere.
Yes.
But, you know, we're doing the best we can to get out there and get products sourced and get them to people that need them. And, you know, I sort of thought for a week we might hit, you know, 20 people, 25 people, get some products out to those who need it, who are in need at this time. And I can't even begin to tell you how many requests we get every day. It's surprising on some level and not on another that there are so many people who need some support and who are reaching out and saying things like, I'm not safe to go out into the community, I'm immunocompromised, I have some other underlying condition. And we know so many of our LGBTQ siblings experience so much other health disparity that they're worried about getting out to the store. And so we wanted to just be able to be nimble and to respond and to get them some things to get through this time. And so we've been able to provide deliveries for almost 60 people now. And so that's
nice.
Been great. I have crisscrossed all over Allegheny County to make sure that people are getting what they need in this pandemic. And so we're going to continue to do that. And we're very excited that we have a restaurant partner, bar restaurant partner in 5801. And so since they're closed now to business, they're going to help us with their kitchen and fridge space to be able to order in products to make sure that we're staying safe and that the community is staying safe so that we can order and have product delivered to them. They'll be able to store it, help us pack it in individual portions and get it out and have a team of volunteers to be able to respond to community members. So we're excited about that, and that'll launch next week. And then we also partnered today with 412 Food Rescue. And so they're going to get us prepared meals because even though groceries have been helpful for, you know, some people, it doesn't help everyone. We know that there are a handful of folks who are struggling because they weren't in a shelter and they can't access one right now because new people can't come into shelters worrying about spread of viruses and stuff, coronavirus specifically. And so, you know, getting a bag of groceries isn't going to be as helpful as getting meals. And so we're able to get prepared meals that we have that we can get to individuals in need. So we're excited about all of those things. And if anybody needs anything, all they have to do is send us a message. We're pretty flexible about how that comes in. So you can email me. My email is just sarah@qlane.org. You can find us on our Facebook page and send us a message there. Or you can always call, use our website. So however people come to us. And if you know somebody who could use a little bit of help, you're welcome to connect with us and we can provide some support to them.
Very good. That's a lot, Sarah and Sarah, both of y'all. And we'll definitely make sure to include their contact information in our social media post after this broadcast. Sarah, I did, or either of you actually, I did want to ask, do you have any safety tips for the community that we might be able to follow in this time, especially for folks who might not be able to access like Lysol and hand sanitizer and stuff? Are there things that we can do in our day-to-day life to help protect us? And if so, are
yes.
there any other resources available?
Well, it's really important that we follow social distancing right now. That's the biggest thing that we can do to help protect ourselves and each other. And, you know, even though a lot of the patients that we even tested these past couple of weeks were negative, we had that opportunity to talk about that and to really educate people about that. That's the biggest thing that we can do to prevent the spread of the virus. So, you know, even if you have to go out and go grocery shopping or something like that, immediately when you get home, wash your hands with soap and water. Make sure that you're washing your hands frequently throughout the day if you're touching something, touching your phone, touching anything. And make sure you're not touching your face when you're out and about in the public shopping or whatever you're doing. So that's really the most important thing that you can do. And if you're sick, you really want to try to keep yourself away from other people for at least 14 days because you can be contagious for 14 days. So, and we don't know. I mean, you know, we can't all get tested all the time, unfortunately. So we don't know if it's a common cold or if it's the coronavirus. So better safe than sorry, and to just kind of stay away from people so that you're not risking getting somebody sick.
Nice.
And, you know, you can also do things to help yourself, like make sure that you're getting a 90-day supply of your medications if you need to. Talk to your healthcare provider to see if there's anything else that you can do to help prepare yourself in the event you can't leave your house very much or something like that. So I know at Central Outreach, where we can deliver medications, we have that ability. And other providers and pharmacies can do that for you too. So look for those ways to prevent having to be out in the community as much as possible if you can.
Oh, definitely. So social distancing is key. As silly as some people might think it is, social distancing is what can possibly help to fight all of this or end all of it. Do you
exactly.
all have any updates as far as a vaccine possibility or if there's a time frame? I'm hearing a lot of different things from I know Trump is saying he's trying to push us back into work by Easter. Some folks are saying it won't be okay until August or next year.
Yeah, that's a long process, unfortunately. It's not something that can happen pretty quickly. I mean, I've heard some people say as short as 8 months or something that they could come up with a vaccine, but most people say it'll take as long as a year. So who knows? And I know that there are a lot of scientists around the world who are working on this. There's also a lot of antibody research that's happening right now, even here in Pittsburgh at the University of Pittsburgh, looking at like treatments and stuff like that, using people's antibodies who have had the illness and use that to help other people get better. So I don't know. I don't know how long it'll take, but I know a lot of people are working on this really, really hard.
Yeah, it typically takes 12 to 18 months to develop a vaccine, and part of that is doing some testing and then expanding that, because what you don't want to do is rush something and have the vaccine be worse than a potential cure. And so that kind of testing is going to take time, but there are those other things that they're doing that will be helpful that they're going to test. And, you know, the whole world is working on this together. This is something that, you know, I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime, and I certainly hope to never see anything like this again. But we know that there are lots of epidemiologists, public health folks, researchers, and medical professionals that are giving it everything they have to make sure we find a response. And that goes back to, like, why it's so important to stay home. We're not saying that, you know, you should stay home forever. You just need to stay home now, because the more we can stay home and flatten the curve and stop the spread, the more of a fighting chance we give those researchers and those people to be able to find some solutions for us. And I think it's interesting that in Allegheny County, the data suggests that a majority of the people, so more than 50% of the people who are testing positive for coronavirus are under the age of 50. So there's been this like misnomer that it's just for older people and younger people don't have to worry about it and we don't have to take it seriously. And we really do need to take this seriously, and we need to take precautions, and we need to wash our hands all the time, and we need to keep our social distance, and that will buy us some time for the hospitals to be able to take care of everyone, for us to be able to find some solutions to treat people and make sure this doesn't have a worst-case scenario outcome.
Thank you. Now, that is definitely some very helpful information, and it's something that's so simple that if we all just do it, you know, possibly could aid us all. Wash your hands, socially distance yourself from the people for the time. I want to thank you both, Sarah Rosso and Sarah Miller. Thank you. Did you have anything that you want to say in closing?
I'll just say, I just want to give two shout-outs. Well, first, thank you for having us, obviously. This is awesome, and we're happy to be here and share some information. But I do want to give a shout-out to Dr. Rachel Levine, who's just been awesome in this crisis, and give her words of wisdom to stay calm, stay home, and stay safe. And I also want to give a shout-out to Dr. Lane and Sarah and the crew at Central Outreach for really stepping up for the broader Pittsburgh community, not just LGBTQ folks, to make sure that there are people out there testing anyone, you know, not just if you're a particular healthcare patient or something like that, right? But they're out there on the front lines to make sure that we're responding as a broader Pittsburgh community to address this. So thanks to them.
Ah, thanks, babe.
Yes. Yes, and I echo that. And it's not like this is something that these doctors are just popping out to do because of the current epidemic. These doctors have been here for years. All of you, I've seen Dr. Miller, Dr. Stacey Lane, Sarah Rosso. I've known all of you for a long time. So So we thank you, and for your support for Shooting This Bird. Thank you all again.
Of course.
We're going to go ahead and transition to our next segment. We hope that you'll continue to listen into the episode and enjoy the rest of your evening, and I'm sure I'll see you both next week at some point.
For sure. Stay well, y'all. Thank you.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 They're amazing. Team, you still there?
Yes. That was great information. Seriously.
Seriously. I did. I feel like I learned so much. And I feel like there are still so many people in the world, and even just in our neighborhood in general, as like you run to the gas station or something, people outside like playing, you know, they're just not taking it serious. And like, this is a serious thing. And literally, the easiest way to protect us all is to wash your hands and socially distance yourself from the people for the time being. It won't have to be for us.
For real.
But before we go ahead and transition into our gag of the week, I wanted to quickly touch bases. I know that we all felt like this was something we wanted to talk about. Recently, I guess a few days ago, President Trump and the team, they all have come to agreement around the stimulus package that will be administered to all Americans within the coming weeks. I did want to touch bases on that. There's a lot of news, a lot of information, some true, some false. And I wanted to see what the team is thinking.
Well, $2 trillion. That's how much this package is, $2 trillion. And the workers get 3% of that. The workers get 3% of that. Everybody else, 97% of that $2 trillion.
And this is the third one.
Yes, and this is our money, taxpayers' money, and all we get is a one-time $1,200 check that they are taxing, and we have to pay it back.
But it's also worse that they like think that it may be done by the second.
What'd you say?
What's worse is they think it might be over by the second, and it's not going to be over by the second. This one-time payment might help people until the second, but after that, it's going to get worse. The worst of it is going to come in 4 to 5 weeks. It's not now.
Yes.
Yes, and that one payment, literally, let's be honest, that's somebody's rent. Like, I mean, literally, that's our rent. Like, that would be gone. Right there.
The median rent in America is $1,216. It's $16 too short of the average rent in America.
That's terrible. I don't know what to think about. Go ahead.
Another thing is that the Federal Reserve Bank said that they will give $1 trillion each day to the banks on top of this. And if they need more, they will get more. Like, this is ridiculous.
It's outrageous because the founding fathers warned us against things like this, and no one listened to it, and they let things like this happen, even though they strictly told you this is what's going to ruin this nation. And they're just doing it.
You are exactly right. They are turning in their graves, and they ain't that great of men, but they definitely built a okay system to where we aren't over here killing it and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I just feel like our country is on a major moral, physical, financial, no, moral decline. Financially, that's all we're capable of. But yeah, and then they also want us back to work by Easter, and this is just a perfect time for us to realize that it's the small men in this country that keep it going. And now that we aren't in work, the rich and elite are threatened and they're gagging right now.
Exactly. And they need us. Like, they need us.
They definitely need us.
I guess that's another one of those things. I'm sorry
to cut you off. The last thing I wanted to say about this, and then I can be done, is that General Strike was the number one trend on Twitter on Tuesday. So America is fed up. So I hope something happens because this is disgusting. That's all.
Well, I guess we will stay tuned. It seems like things are happening every day. So who knows? By tomorrow, we might have an answer. But all right, so if you all were listening to the beginning of the episode, you heard a new track by local R&B artist Pretty Mimi or Johnny Paul titled Rodeo. If you're a music artist local to the city of Pittsburgh and identify LGBTQIA+, we want to celebrate you. Each and every week, we'll be highlighting one local music artist featuring your song live on air. And the best part about this all is there's no participation fee. Interested in participating? Just email us over an MP3 copy of your audio file to info@truth.com. Also, if you're LGBT+ with a story to tell, got an interesting topic you'd like us to cover on the show, talk to us. You can inbox us on Facebook at TruthTPGH with your weekly feed, or email us again at info@truthTPGH to inquire about how you can be featured on this podcast as well. But without further ado, team, it is time for the gag of the week. What's it going to be? So, in our staff meeting, we kind of narrowed it down to four potential gags of the week. All right, so our first one was the possibility of delaying mortgage payments but not rent for the average American. Number two, Taylor Swift versus Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. And then we had a surprise number three, Kourtney Kardashian slapped Kim Kardashian in the new trailer for Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
That is the one. Ding, 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 ding. Bingo. Yahtzee.
But wait, Demi, you had one, and I missed it. You had one. You remember?
Yes, girl. A girl named Tara Reid is accusing Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her. Back in 1993, he allegedly pushed her up on the wall and inserted his fingers into her and penetrated her, and she went and told people about it, and they are corroborating her story. And she is a credible witness, and it might be a problem. Might be trouble.
Oh, I believe her.
Oh my God! And then the DNC is refusing to give Bernie Sanders a debate with Joe Biden again because Joe Biden got the lead, so they don't want nothing to happen. What's going on,
and
world?
He cannot win against him. Like, he cannot win against him, and he knows it. But that is a gag in itself. Like, that's crazy.
Uh-huh. What happened to the democracy, the Democratic Party? What's going on?
I left the Democratic Party January 1st, 2020. I'm only going to help them one more time to get Trump out of office, and after that, I'm done with the establishment, period, poo.
Yeah.
If there is an office.
What'd you say?
All right. There's an office.
No, sure.
All right. So what's it going to be? So, all right, let me just repeat because now we're at five, all right? So we got the delaying of mortgage payments but not the rent for the average American. We got the Taylor Swift versus Kanye and Kim. Kourtney Kardashian slapping Kim Kardashian in the new trailer for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Terry sexual assault allegations and the DNC refusing Bernie Sanders. I don't know, y'all.
My vote, personally, Kourtney slapping Kim is a gagger. She slapped the fuck out of Kim Kardashian.
There's actually more with the Joe Biden thing, though.
Joe Biden is definitely worse. It's definitely worse.
That is
the lady tried to go to the nonprofit organization
organization Time's Up for defense fund, and they wouldn't help her because they said that he is a candidate for president in their nonprofit organization. But word on the curb is that Time's Up defense fund is managed by Anita Dunn, who is an advisor for Joe Biden.
Ooh.
So it's all crazy right now. It's a whole bunch of craziness.
It's just so crazy how all of this stuff happens in front of our face, and it's just at the point where it's now, bitch, get to work. I'm over here stealing y'all money. It's crazy.
It's like we're living in a movie or something. It's like, I don't know. Oh, dear.
A 70s horror movie.
So why did she slap her sister?
They were
I'm
fighting.
Not sure. Okay.
They were
go
fighting.
Ahead.
So I guess, okay, so on last week's episode, because I think that there's a new episode that comes on tonight. So last
mm-hmm.
week's episode, they got into an argument over the house. All the sisters were there except for Kylie. Courtney
the
and Kim exchanged words. Courtney threw something at Kim. Kim was like, don't come at me like that. And next thing you know, Kim like grabbed her hand and like tried to kick at her. And they were like fighting. Chloe was trying to break them up. And then they like got up like they were approaching the wall, like Courtney's back was about to go up against the wall. And Courtney pulled her arm back and slapped the shit out of Kim K.
Bitch, she's sure the fuck did. She is now in episode 3.
Y'all should have seen that bomb
shaking.
Sorry,
I've seen the clip. I've seen it, and Kim cannot fight. She was trying to punch her. Courtney said, "Bitch, wop bop that," and it was just a wrap after that.
All right, y'all. So
let me
look
this fake ass
for the gag of the week.
What'd you
say? Let me look at the staff. I'm trying to watch the staff.
I'm trying to look at the clip real quick before you go.
It is so funny. And I feel like it's real.
Bitch.
You guys.
All right, so we're going to give Demi a second so Demi can watch the clip real quick before we get the final vote. And then we're going to get our first official gag of the week.
Okay, I'm
going to be.
She cleared her.
I need to update these audio so we get a drum roll or some shit. But let's get a little fake drum roll. Drum roll, please. I'll let one of y'all do the honors.
I don't know.
Picking which one?
Debbie, yes.
Huh? I got a pick?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
All of our picks. Okay. Yeah, I'm gagging at Tara Reid. What you mean? Man, I'm
but
the gag is up in this baby. Joe Biden. You gotta go, sir.
It's no shade,
all
but
right.
I feel like it's too late. It's too late, and his
friend shit, like, nah, you just doing too much.
Bitch, Trump's about to win again.
That's
a damn shame. All right,
so this week's gag of the week is going to Tara Reid and her sexual allegations against for an assault from Joe Biden. So yeah, we'll definitely be staying tuned on that. I'm sure that's something we'll probably be talking about in the upcoming weeks again. As we get more updates. But yeah, y'all, I think that was it for our first episode. How y'all feeling?
I'm feeling good and relieved.
I'm still gagging.
And then, ladies, gagging at the gag. I'm gagging that Kim Kardashian and Kourtney Kardashian didn't win, but I totally get it.
That shit looked fake to the mind pocket to me.
No. Courtney slapped the shit out of her and looked like she was about to cry.
All right, well, that is it for this week's episode of Podcast 2 True Tea. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 8 p.m. as we bring to you the latest in pop culture news and entertainment. Yeah, Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody have a blessed day. Wash your hands and socially distance yourself from the people. Be sure to like, share, and follow us on Facebook. All right, have a good night, y'all. Thanks, everyone.
Sayonara.
Good night.
Back again.